Blog Talk Radio.
The Vision Global Podcast Show is a podcast that welcomes all kinds of people and all types of professions from all over the world. I am so happy you decided to listen to this podcast. Now sit back and enjoy the show. Welcome, everyone, to the Vision Global Show with your host, Crystal Sarn. Today, we have a fabulous guest that's going to be coming on, and her name is Marie Norris. She's a singer-songwriter, Nashville recording artist. She has been doing this for several years. She writes her own music. She records her own music. And she's doing a lot of amazing things. So let's welcome Marie Norris to the show. Hi, Marie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm so happy you're on here, and thank you for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So I guess we could start off with telling the audience a little bit about who you are and your background.
Okay. I'm a truck driver, first off. That is my day job, so to speak. Being a recording artist as well in Nashville, that's having two full-time jobs, pretty much. And I enjoy both. I love driving, and I love getting to see the country free of charge, you know, basically getting paid to tour the country. But my heart, my passion is in my music. Always has been, ever since I was a kid. So, yeah, I kind of started out singing at a young age, at like two and a half. That's what I was told. I sang Jesus Loves Me in church as a kid. So I guess I was destined to eventually be in the music industry at some point in my life. And
did you ever have like a role model or anything?
Oh, absolutely. I've mentioned this, everybody in the world that knows me knows exactly who my person that I looked up to is, and it's Barbara Mandrell. Not a lot of people today know who she is. I mean, she is getting better well-known to the younger audience. You know, since her 50th anniversary at the Opry last year. But ever since I was a kid, I can remember seeing her on TV. You know, she was the first person that ever stuck out to me. You know, she was like Superwoman to me, you know. She was dynamite,
right,
in a small package, you know. So, and she was larger than life. And I've always looked up to her my entire life. So, you know. So, yeah, if there was a role model, period, I think she was the best one that I could have ever chosen to be that. Not saying she's perfect.
That's great.
She was amazing to me.
Well, I think that's wonderful. I mean, that you looked up to her, and it by looking up to her, it made you want to, you know, do it yourself, and you've been very successful. And I'd like to hear a little bit about, like, some of the songs that you've created and, you know, what made you write them and, you know, I guess if there's any, like, story behind any of them you want to talk about.
Well, I am an emotional writer, first off. I definitely write from my emotions. But some songs I just get an idea for and basically just take an idea and run with it. Normally, you know, I get a title, write the chorus, and then basically form the verses around the chorus. I can basically make anything fit in it, really. As I've gotten, I guess you could say, more experienced at the writing game in Nashville, it's become easier for me to kind of be able to do that. Because it used to be more difficult, and I had to, you know, basically think a lot more than I do now. Now it's got to the point where I don't even really have to think, that I could put a song together within 5 to 10 minutes. Are they always good? No, because you're going to go through that that space where you don't create every song equal. Every song's not going to be great. Technically the only songs that really have a story behind them that is personal to me is Everything Good. That was written about someone that had a very huge impact on my life. She was my best friend's grandmother, and it kind of also, you know, brings me back to my own grandmother, you know, because she was the only one that I ever felt really cared about me in my life, you know. So it kind of brought back memories of that as well whenever I was writing that song. And there's not really another song that I can think of other than some upcoming material that I have that has been very emotional for me and, so to speak, has a personal, let's just say a personal heartstring puller for me that makes me actually emotional while I'm trying to sing it. Because that one I think it was 10 takes before I could stop crying whenever I was doing that song. So, and Perfume and Diesel, of course, that's like written about the trucking industry and us powerful females out here.
Right. Yeah, I think it would be very hard to be a female driving truck. I mean, I just think, you know, because a lot of men do it, and I think it would be hard to work around that. But I guess you are independent, though. You're not really around other people, are you, unless you have somebody with you?
Well, technically, we only have to be around whom we choose to be around. I mean, we do go in to the shippers and receivers and whatnot, you know. And sometimes, being a woman, I have run into male chauvinism, of course, and that's always not a very good experience, but I don't run into that very often, so I don't want to make it seem like every man is out to get a woman in the industry, because it's not that way. Absolutely, yes, there is still the old codgers, I'd like to call them, out here in the industry that feel that we should be at home cooking the meals and cleaning the house and you know, making the babies and staying in bed, you know. So technically, you know, that went out years ago when the dark ages left. You know, this is the modern age, you know. Women are doing it for themselves now, you know. So we, you know, we're independent. We make our own living. We run our own businesses. You know, we're successful now. You know, we don't need a man to survive, you know, anymore. Do we want one?
Right.
Sure. But do we need one? No. You know. It's a choice.
Yes, I agree
woman,
with that.
So.
It is a choice.
Men don't like that.
Right. Well, I just think it's, I don't know, I give you credit for being able to do that job, number one. I would not be able to do that. I think it would be very difficult driving. I have a hard time, like, driving big vehicles, so I couldn't even imagine. Like, my dad, he drove a truck for years, and it's like a piece of cake for him. Like, you know, but for me, I just don't think I could do it. So I give you kudos for that. And then also doing, you know, writing your own music, singing songs and doing all that, that would be a lot of work as well. You know, so, I mean, you do a lot, and I just think it's great what you're doing. And like some of your songs, you know, I think I listen to some of them and I like them, and I think they send good messages. So I think, you know, that you're amazing, and I wish you the best on everything that you're doing. I mean, are you planning on making some more songs? Do you have any events that you're going to be doing?
Oh, sure. I'm going to be at the Waupun Truck Show in Waupun, Wisconsin. And I'll be performing live there Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th. And I'll also be at the American Truckers Jubilee. I think that's what we call it, the American Truckers Jubilee. I think that's what it's called on October 20th and 21st. I will not be singing both nights, but he has asked me to sing on Friday the 20th. So that'll be another one. And as far as I know right now, that's the only live shows that I have to right now. But I do have a new album coming out July 28th. I finally put a date with it. It will have 10 brand new songs on it. And let's see, new single will be hitting airwaves on Friday, June 30th. It will be available on all digital platforms. It's called One More Reason. And I may do a teaser on my Facebook page, my music page on Facebook, before it comes out, you know, so everybody be watching and waiting, because you never know when it might be. I might just pop up and put it up there. And I probably will tease the album cover and all of that as well, the single cover, I mean. And, of course, the album cover tease will come a little bit later before the release of the album on the 21st.
Now, where can people get your music?
They can order a physical copy on my website, on either one of them, Perfume and Diesel or the new album, which will be called The Road Takes a Toll. You can pre-order it, but it won't be available for pre-order until like maybe a week to 2 weeks before the album comes out. And you will definitely be able to pick up one at the truck shows that I will be attending, or, you know, off of my website, as I said. I may even do a raffle for a couple or three of them, you know, on my Facebook page. Also, it's available for download on Apple, iTunes. And I don't know what it costs on there, but I think it's like $7.99 to $9.99. I can't remember exactly what the album will cost, but I will make it free, you know, where they can do a pre-save on that as well on that iTunes.
Okay.
And to be able to buy the album in advance there.
Yeah, what's your website so people know where to find you?
It's marienorris-music.com. And Marie Norris is on Facebook as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so what, like, I guess, like, with doing the music and driving truck and everything, what do you do in your free time? Unless you don't want to tell the audience that.
Oh, no, it's not a big deal. I mean, I really don't do anything special, honestly. I like to go to the movies, you know, just to be normal for a day or two. You know, whenever I'm off work, I like to go to the movies, like to go out and have dinner, you know, just like anybody else. I guess my hobbies are more like the more normal things in life. And I don't get to be normal very often, and I like to be able to be normal, you know, because trucking life is definitely not normal, and you can never, ever, ever say that country music is normal either, so... I got two abnormal professions that I choose to do, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Honestly, I love being busy, and this keeps me busy. Both of these things keep me busy, and I absolutely would not have it any other way. It's just amazing the things that I get to do. you know, and the people I get to meet.
Great. Right.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I, one of the songs I was going to play that you wrote is New to Old School. Is there any meaning behind that one?
Well, yeah, there's meaning behind that one. I didn't even mention that, but a youngster called me old one day, and I'm not old. I don't consider myself old, do you? I mean, you never call a woman old, do you? I mean, just obviously you don't. And then the dude tried to flirt with me afterwards. So let's just say that that got kicked in the butt right away. Of course, I don't even mess with younger people anyway. I like more mature older people. So anyway, that's how that song came about. A young kid, like in his early to mid-20s, called me old and said that I was out of touch.
Oh, wow.
But that's where New
would
Old
you be fine with us?
Born.
Okay. Would you be fine with us playing it right now for the audience?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Sure.
We'll go ahead and play it now. So I'm gonna play
all
the
right.
song. It's called New to Old School by Marie Norris. Here it goes.
You never sipped a Coke from a cold glass bottle, drank water from a garden hose. If you're an addict for AM static, craving that country gold. If you never, ever wrote a love letter or used a phone with a dial, let me say a little personal touch never goes out of style. I might not play as fast as you, but I'm still having a ball. I'm into stuff that works, and I still bring my old King James with me to church. My favorite kind of pie is moon, my favorite sound is twang. Even though we're worlds apart, it's okay, we can hang. I might not play as fast as you, but I'm still having a ball. You just need some time to catch up to me. That's all. Not play as fast as you, but I'm still having a ball. You just need some time to catch up to me. That's all. Let me bring you up to speed on too. I can tell you're new to old school.
I like that song. That was a very good song, and you have a great voice.
Well, thank you. And I got to give kudos to my co-writer on that helped me put it together, Bill DeLuigi out of Nashville. He and I write together a lot. He's one of my favorite co-writers. So,
yeah, you both did a great job on it.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I'll give him credit for the music because he came up with that himself, that style, and I loved it. I told him what I wanted, and he's always really good about predicting what I like. I mean, seriously, Bill DiLuigi, if anybody wants to, you know, find the best one to write with them, he's one of my favorites, one of my favorite co-writers. Seriously.
Well, that's good to know. So anybody out there listening, you know, contact him if you are wanting somebody.
Right. I mean, Lucky Sky Productions, I think it is, or Promotions. I forgot. But they're his publishing company. Yeah, Lucky Sky Publishing. That's what it is. They're his publishing company, and they have a lot of his songs available if artists, you know, want to look into getting them to record. You might even be able to get one that I co-wrote with him. Who knows? Because I write more than just what I record. I don't just write my own. So.
That's cool. Is there anything else that you want to tell the audience?
Not really. Nothing that I can think of. I mean, but just be looking out. We got a lot of things in store. I mean, I got a lot more interviews set up, and I got... like I said, there's going to be another single that's going to be released from the album, but it won't be right now. New to Old School just got re-released to the radio. So, you know, we're trying to do like a six-month campaign on New to Old School before we focus on another song. New to Old School is a really good song, and it's really close to my heart, too. So any song that I make a single will be close to my heart. I don't pick them because they're, you know, because I think they'll make number one. I mean, of course, I do. Song is good enough to go number one, but I am an unknown artist for the most part. I'm getting more better known as time goes by. Listen to me. I made a double negative, and I'm a writer. but I am getting better with my writing as time goes by, and getting more known throughout the United States. So, and really even worldwide, I have some people that listen to me in Canada and Germany, and I have a lot of people in Germany and Canada, and even as far as Japan, that's kind of crazy. But I'm getting better known as time goes by. Hopefully it continues.
Yeah, you're pretty
well
known. I mean, if you Google your name, when you Google your name, your stuff comes up. So I think you're pretty well known.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're
and
welcome. Well, thank you again
for today.
Well, thank you. I loved having you on, and my one friend. Bella Levy, she has the Bella Levy Foundation on human trafficking. That's what she does. She's also a radiologist. But she had reached out to me and said that, you know, she'd like you to get in contact with her maybe because she's going to be putting on a gala, I guess, next year or something. So I told her I would connect you two together.
Oh,
but,
she's
an actress,
love to
too.
Do that.
Yeah, she must know your music and everything, because right away, whenever I told her you were coming on the show, she was all excited, you know. She said, oh, I'd love to talk with her and everything. And so I told her I would definitely connect both of you.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. I'd love to get connected. If there's one thing that anybody knows about the trucking industry, we are definitely out here to help with human trafficking. We want to save as many as we possibly can. So, you know, that's really close to my heart. So I'm really happy to do whatever I can.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you. And I'm going to play your song one more time for the ending of the show. And then I guess that's it for today. Thanks again for coming on.
Hi. And
everyone out there listening, make sure you look out for her new albums coming out. You know, she has some more music coming. Take care, everyone.
July 28th.
Perfect. July 28th is the day. Be looking out for it.
Thank you so much for having me, Crystal. It was nice being
You're
on
welcome.
Your show.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
If you never sipped a Coke from a cold glass bottle, drank water from a garden hose, if you're an addict for AM static, craving that country gold, if you never, ever wrote a love letter or used a phone with a dial, let me say a little personal touch never goes out of style. I might not play as fast as you, but I'm still having a ball. You just need some time to catch up to me, that's all. Let me bring you up to speed on cool. I can tell you're new to old school. My truck's got cranked down windows, AC, 'cause I'm into stuff that works. And I still bring my old King James with me to church. My favorite kind of pie is moon. My favorite sound is twang. Even though we're worlds apart, it's okay, we can hang. I might not play as fast as you, but I'm still having a ball. You just need some time to catch up to me. That's all. Let me bring you not play as fast as you, but I'm still having a ball. You just need